What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 91 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Nissan and how they're giving one of their cars a fresh, brand new look, as well as giving it a very familiar name, Skyline. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So what has Nissan got going on with this fresh new look and a new name they're throwing out there that we're all familiar with? Kind of, what's going on? Now, I gotta be honest, when I first wrote an article about this not too long ago, and I was making this episode, even today, it's throwing me off, and I'm so sorry. But when I think of the name Skyline, I totally think of something different in regards to the JDM world or tuner car world or the Japanese car world. Now, that's another episode for another time. If you're a very well-rounded car enthusiast already, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. But we will do that. We will make another episode soon just related to the name Skyline. But again, just getting back to what we're talking about, Nissan is basically giving one of their cars a brand new fresh look, which actually borrows the 2020 Nissan GT-R's front face, almost. It's pretty familiar, almost not identical, and giving it that name Skyline. And basically what it is, it's a rebadged Infiniti Q50 from what I can tell. And personally, I think it looks great. I know there's been a little bit of criticism of it, but I don't think it looks that bad. The car itself, the Nissan Skyline, again, just weird to even say because I'm thinking of something different, is going to come with four packages. You have the GT, the GT Type P, the GT Type SP, and the 400R. All of these, by the way, are going to be equipped with Nissan's 3-liter twin-turbocharged V6, in which the top package, the 400R, is actually going to be upwards of 400 horsepower and 350 foot-pounds of torque, which is absolutely not bad at all for a daily driver. Is it the fastest car in the world? No, but it's certainly not the slowest. It'll definitely get you where you need to go, while not only giving you a fresh new look to go off of, but a pretty cool name to drive behind as well. So outside of this fresh, sexy new look, the car can even get you there autonomously. That's one of the reasons Nissan is so excited about the launching of this vehicle, is they're equipping the car with an updated autonomous driving system, actually called ProPilot 2.0 Autonomous Driving System, which has technology such as ramp-to-ramp driving and hands-free driving on the freeways in a single lane. Now, here's the cool thing about this in regards to the hands-free. It is hands-free for the most part. From what I can tell, it's very similar to the Mercedes-Benz driving system. If not, they're the same thing. And what it is you can basically drive the car hands-free. But every so often, you do have to put your hands on the wheel, or at least touch the wheel with one hand, so the car makes sure and the car knows that you're there. If so much time after goes by and the car doesn't sense anything from the driver, no hands on the wheel, car's not given any warning, the car will actually flash the hazards and come down to a complete stop where it's safe. Additionally, the car will dial an SOS emergency call to local authorities due to, heaven forbid, emergency did happen, which is a great safety feature. Now, also, it is only going to start for sale in Japan. We're not getting it here in the States yet, which is going to be coming out in the fall 2019 in Japan. It's going to be coming out for sale, and it's going to be around the $40,000 mark. Now, for that price, when you think of autonomous driving, remember, you can get a Tesla Model S for around that same price point as well. So there is a little bit of competition there. You know, to conclude, the car has decent power, has autonomous driving capabilities. It's not a bad price. And it seems like it could potentially be a good buy. Of course, we just got to wait and see how they are actually on the streets in Japan, of course. Now, Nissan is also talking about, in regards to hybrid and electric vehicles, and especially autonomous vehicles, Nissan is reporting 20 brand new vehicles that have either hybrids and electric technology or autonomous vehicles within the next 3 years. 20 new vehicles in the next 3 years. That's a lot of production. So, ladies and gentlemen, Let me know what you think of this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. Thank you so much for you guys tuning into the podcast. If you haven't checked out the YouTube already, or if you are on the YouTube channel, go ahead and head there. The Car 5 Podcast on YouTube. Browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything, you can get a hold of me. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget, if you guys are looking for your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt accessory from your favorite car brand, go ahead and check out the link in the description. www.tlg.com. It is your go-to automotive resource for not only automotive news, but authentic brand merchandise direct from the manufacturer as well. Last but not least, everyone, don't forget to tune in to episode number 92. We're going to be talking about our good American friends, Celine, and how they're actually expanding into the Chinese market, as well as they're making a brand new Celine S7. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.